Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Here we go in the middle of May, and we start off with some star power on defense. Now, of course, Malik Jackson added in free agency to Sean Gibson. But now you add Ramsey, Jack, all the pass rushers in the draft. There's a little star power around here on defense.
We'll just keep going. And I think more important than star power is that it feels like these guys are good power, meaning you're adding talent, Prince Amukamara, Sean Gibson. As you mentioned, when you look at this team now, I don't think there are spots where they are deficient. I think there are spots where they're still going to have to get better and develop that might take time. But it's not a case where Dave Caldwell is worrying about, do I have enough talent to eventually be good at a spot?
Well, and it's not just on the back end, but up front, too. I mean, you add Malik Jackson, get Cindric Marks back. You already had a couple guys you really liked with Roy Miller and Jared Odrick. Now you add Dante Fowler into the mix mm-hmm. and Yannick Ngakoue to the mix good. With Avery Jones. And I mean, it's just, you can do it on all levels. There are so many players. But the star power part of that, the Ramsey-Jack thing, you know, Jeff Darlington was in mm-hmm. with NFL Network. It's gotten a lot of play all over. How did two guys who were thought to be top 10 picks, top 5 picks even, land on the same roster? That's star power.
It's all part of feeling like there's more of a dynamic here and more hope. And I think this all fits in with it, and it's a cool feeling.
Meat on the bone, baby. There's more meat on the bone.
That's a good thing, yep. For sure. Offensive line is a question mark for a lot of fans, especially the interior of the line. Who's going to snap the ball this year? Well, it sounds like Brandon Leonard is getting a lot of the reps in this phase two right now.
Well, he's your best offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. And the center position in the last couple of years, especially with Alex Mack, has become in vogue as being, you know, the most important position on the offensive line, because he's the guy that calls out the complex defensive schemes. He's the only other guy on the field besides the quarterback that touches the ball on every single play. So it makes sense. If your best offensive lineman is a guard or a center, make him a center.
Yeah. I guess there are people who are worried, and our producer Dave DeCandis is one of them. Are you moving a guy from his best spot? Are you taking a guy in Linder who's a very good guard and putting him at center? I agree with you, Brian. I think the center position is important enough, and this guy is a potential Pro Bowl talent, that you put him there and you figure the rest out. Make him be the guy who's going to be a 7, 8, 9 year center and solidify that spot.
If he's as good as we think he is, and all you have to do is watch the tape of what he did to Ndamukong Suh last year, he's that good. He can play guard or center. He can play left or right. It doesn't matter.
With all these additions and possible changes, the offensive guys coming back, all the new faces on defense, there's a big buzz around here. It's probably the biggest that's been around here in a long, long time. I can't remember the last time there was a buzz this big for the offseason and OTAs and minicamp and all this coming up, right?
Well, there's a good reason you can't remember, because since you've been here, it's never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really remember a time in the 90s where there was this sort of buzz. In 96, there was a little bit, but they hadn't been down long enough, and they still weren't sure it was coming off the expansion. This town's so hungry and so ready for a winner. And it's been building in the offseason. There's been talent being added. And now when you bring in these two draft picks, it just feels like it's a simmering pot, if you will. And that's cool. Now they got to do it.
If you look at it, the last real strong buzz was 99, because, you know, they had a team they knew was among the best in the AFC, and they had signed some guys, Cornell Lake, Kyle Brady, Gary Walker.
But there was a certainty there then. You knew they were going to be good. It was how good.
Okay, so it's a different kind of buzz.
Right.
But if you go back, no one in 07 knew that they were going to make a playoff run and beat the Steelers twice in the final month of the season. And since then, there hasn't been any buzz.
Right.
So, truthfully, you got to go back to 99 to find something palatable like this to put your teeth into. And for a lot of people that work in this building, and a lot of people who grew up without a team that was winning, it's new.
Very new. Yeah. And I still have to do it, but much more solidity to this hope, I think, than it has been the last couple of years.
I won't tell you what grade I was in 1999.
I don't want to know,
Brian.
Don't.
It's been a while.
I got
when
94.
You can say grade, it's bad.
Were you born in 94?
That'll do it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.